Welcome to the Transient Wool Merchants. I'm Amy.
I'm Heather.
And we are sitting here today in Rhinebeck, New York for episode 7, Rhinebeck Randomness.
Because we're at Rhinebeck and we have no idea what we're going to talk about at this moment, so it's a little random.
Pretty much. What are you knitting?
I'm working on a pair of socks. I finished one on the plane up here. And then I started a shawl out of some of my own DK weight hand-dyed yarn because I like it and I didn't want to sell it. Just a plain triangular shawl, yarn overs for increases on the edges and in the middle, and just featuring the yarn pretty much. You?
I'm actually currently not knitting anything because I'm still trying to feel my hands after Spinzilla. I spun 5,832 yards.
Not finished yards. Singles?
No, finished yards.
Finished yards. That's crazy town.
Yeah. That's Spinzilla count, which you'll have to look at that. But anyways, for Team Knit Girls. And I actually really, until my foot started to hurt, I really, really had a good time. I'm really glad I did it. Although I'm not knitting anything because we finished up at midnight on Sunday. Just in time to throw it all together and be on the road for here and make all the kits and pack all the tubs and do everything that I'd been putting off for a week. So I've got some spinning fiber that we can talk about because I did some spinning, but I didn't get any knitting done this week.
I probably haven't spun 5,000 yards in the 3 years that I've been spinning.
Well, one of the girls on our team spun like 17,000 yards.
Oh, that's insanity.
So I really feel like a pretty big slacker comparatively.
I would really call horse manure on that, but she probably had an e-spinner, and you can spin really fast with those.
Well, yeah, and the Spinzilla count is you count each single, and then you count plying them.
Oh, well, that's like cheating.
Well, that's like 17,000 yards would be like spinning 5,500 yards and then plying it.
Yeah. To me, you should count your finished yardage.
Well, we did that last year, but this is actually more fair because, like, you'd count 3 5,000-yard...
If it was 3-ply.
3-ply, and then you'd count putting it through the machine and spinning it, right. Plying it.
Right. So, I'll say the rationale behind that is just, you don't have 17,000 finished yards.
No, I think she has somewhere in the neighborhood of like 6,000 or something. It's still a ridiculous number.
Crazy town.
But they don't announce the winner of Spinzilla until Sunday, but I'm very hopeful that we actually won. I don't know that there are any prizes other than,
the satisfaction of knowing you won.
Right, and beating Team Ply, which was kind of my goal. I needed to beat Team Ply because my friend Kat was spinning for Team Ply and we had a little competition going, and so I felt badly because she's knitting samples for me right now, and I felt like that was my, evil plot to throw off Team Ply by making their teammates knit my samples.
Insert evil laugh here.
Yes. So, anywho, Spinzilla was fun.
So, we're at Rhinebeck for the New York Sheep and Wool Festival, commonly known as Rhinebeck, if anybody's actually talking about it.
Right.
They said last year, I think they had something like 35,000 people, so it's not a small event.
No, it's a very big, very scary event, and the reason we're at Rhinebeck is because my business, Ross Farm Fibers, got into the show about a month ago.
Because no one died, they retired, which is a refreshing change.
Yes, yes. We were told that we would never, ever get into Rhinebeck because the only way to get into Rhinebeck is if somebody dies. And a nice older couple that we've met on the show circuit actually said to us in the spring, maybe this year you will get into Rhinebeck because we're going to be retiring, so our space will be opening up. And the funny thing is, we actually ended up getting their space. So that was really, really cool to have been able to meet and get to know the folks who we ended up, you know, kind of having the torch passed from. So I'm very excited about that, and we're in the horticulture building and Barn 22 upstairs, which it's very, very cool. There's so much light in there because it's like a loft above a lower level. And, you know, my friend Pat's downstairs with Raisin Kane at Mount Rutson Studios. She's from here in Rhinebeck, and so I'm really excited to be able to see her again because she has such beautiful baskets. And
I'm just here along for the ride. I'm like slave labor.
Oh, I don't think you've done much slaving yet. Today we got our booth set up and then ran loose a little bit.
A little bit. We went to the Vanderbilt Mansion here in Rhinebeck.
Actually, Hyde Park.
Hyde Park, that's correct.
We tried to go to the Roosevelt House, but...
we were too tired.
And it was too busy. And we're not all that committed. But last night we had dinner at the CIA.
Yes.
At American Bounty at the Culinary Institute of America, which we were terribly underdressed. But...
yeah.
It was kind of amazing.
It was good. It was really good. It wasn't... to me, there was not a wow factor, but it was very solidly in the a nice restaurant, good food category.
I felt the same way. My steak could have been cooked properly.
But if you ever get a steak cooked properly, I'll eat my hat.
I'm kind of spoiled because they only cook my steak properly at Disney, pretty much.
Oh, well.
But, yeah, I like it well done, but not charred on the outside. And I don't know why it always comes pink. And pink is not well done. But anywho.
But dinner was good.
Dinner was very good. And I'm looking forward to some nice, solid restaurants over the next 3 nights while we're still here.
Where are we going tonight?
Tonight is Mariner's Harbor.
In
Kingston.
Kingston.
Tomorrow night is...
like Italian.
Big Luigi's Little Italy or something.
I don't think that's the name, but something like that.
It's something like that, Little Italy.
And then we're kind of undecided on
it may be a fork in the road. It may be that Henry's at the farm. I don't know. We'll figure that out over the next 36 hours. But, yeah, tomorrow's going to be super crazy. I'm a little bit frightened.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
I'm really looking forward to seeing some of the girls from SSK again. Some of our podcaster friends are coming. I know Froggy Monkey and DJ Knitsalot from Knitting in Circles are already in town. Sarah Pomegranate from Yarns at Yin Ho is coming up tomorrow. You Don't Call Me Les from the Knit Girls is coming to town. I think that may be everybody. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Oh, and you've got really nifty pins.
Oh, yeah.
For your booth. I have. As I'm sitting here looking at this huge box of pins that are really quite stylish.
Yeah, I do have now Ross Farm pins. So if you happen to see us out and about, you can pick up your Ross Farm pin. Scooter Pie is here as well.
Yep.
We're sitting in the camper having adult beverages before we head to dinner.
Yes.
Because we were really too tired to tour the presidential library.
Yes. And...
and they were kind enough to let me sleep on their dinette. the camper.
Only the best for you, sweetheart.
And, you know, I'm going to stop making bets with you about going to these things. Because, you know, next time I might end up out on the picnic table.
Hey. That's an expensive dinette there. But we've been joking this weekend about, you know, what... the other people at the campgrounds and at these places that we're going to must think about us because it's Scooter Pie and the two of us. So, poor Scooter Pie pretty much has like two wives for the weekend. So, he's just getting bossed around left and right.
Sorry, Scooter Pie.
Yep.
I love you, babe.
Yeah.
My husband stayed home with the dogs and he's off judging barbecue this weekend.
And the kid is watching, well, he's not a kid, he's an adult, but our son is home watching the farm and taking care of the sheep. So,
the dogs are all going to SAF next weekend.
Yes, it'll be another Foofy Dog meetup. Schubert and Gershwin, Foof and Tank will be partying it up, RV style.
Yeah, because vendors can stay on site. They have full hookups at the... What's even the name of that facility?
It's like the North Carolina Agricultural...
North Carolina Agricultural Center in Arden, just outside of Asheville, North Carolina. So if you're in the area, or even you just want to shop for some wool, next weekend we're going to be down south.
The Southeastern Animal Fiber Fair.
SAF.
Yep.
Which I have a hard time with that acronym because I'm like Southeastern. Is that two words? Is that one word? I feel like I need an E in there someplace.
It should be like CF. But I guess
that doesn't really work.
No.
But I guess
Southeastern is one word.
It's not as big as Rhinebeck. They said they have between 325 and 350 vendors here. SAF has...
Holy God.
Yeah.
I can't think about these things.
Buttload of vendors.
It's a technical term.
It is. It's a flock.
It's a flock of vendors.
A herd? I don't know.
But, so next week is SAF. We're only home a couple of days, and then we're off to SAF. But our big news is in January.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yes. This is the first time we can actually, let you all know, all being, the three of you that actually listen to this, we are going to be doing our first joint Transient Wool Merchant Trunk Show at Four Pearls in Winter Haven, Florida on January the 25th of 2015. So after our shows all wrap up, then we're going to be getting all of our goodies ready and heading for Florida. And Heather and I will both be on site at Four Pearls in Florida on Sunday the 25th. And we'll actually be bringing Scooter Pie and Big Wayner along as roadies and security.
They can call on a date to Magic Kingdom that day. They can have photography lessons.
They can have a man date, too.
Bromance.
A bromance, yes.
Yep.
Well, Scooter will probably go because he's the driver of the Winnebago. But, yeah. And so that's very exciting. I'm really looking forward to doing that. And... going down to be with the girls in Florida. This is something that's kind of grown out of my little one-man shop hop through Central Florida.
Right.
On our August trip, we got to talking to the ladies at Four Pearls, and they encouraged us to come down and bring our goodies. And when I got home, I just wrote and happened to say, Heather and I will be there in January, so it's all coming together, and we'll be actually doing our first joint trunk show down there, and we've got some exciting surprises in the works for folks that end up down there.
Maybe some joint fiber projects.
Yes, yes. Don't want to give up all the secrets away.
No.
But we'll definitely have some good stuff and some Four Pearls exclusive stuff. Stuff that will just be for that show that day. But yeah, that's our schedule. I'll also be in Pittsburgh at Indie Knit and Spin in mid-November. I'm actually teaching a class there.
Cool.
This will be my first time teaching a class in Pittsburgh, at least, in the fiber arts. And it's called Thinking Outside of the Braid.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to need
different
to get some...
fiber preps.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Making your own fiber prep out of bibs and bobs of things you already have or whatever. But I'm really looking forward to this weekend. And there's so much stuff up here to do that we really wanted to do that we're not going to get to do because we've got to go be in a booth.
Well, we can drag in next year.
Yeah.
My last show is SAF until spring. And then I do my next one's in February at the One Stop Shop Hop in Lancaster, South Carolina. Assuming I'm not judging piano that day, and in that case, Big Wayner will be running the booth.
Well, he did well last year, though.
He did.
Yes, that was the excitement today at the Vanderbilt Mansion. Was the Vanderbilts had a true piano?
They had a real piano. a lot of times, not here in the States so much, but you go to mansions and things, and they have piano forerunners or, you know, harpsichords and that kind of thing. But the U.S. is relatively new, and so they had a really nice, ornate piano.
Not a spinet or a pianoforte or any of that good stuff.
It was a nice, it probably played. I mean, it wasn't just decorative, because up until the 1980s, here's a little random piano fact for you, pianos were in the top 10 of discretionary income purchases for most American families.
Oh.
So there you go.
That's very cool.
Useless trivia for all.
Just kind of makes me wonder what the other 9 were.
Automobiles.
Oh.
Things like that.
Hmm. That's pretty cool. Well, I did want to mention some of the things that I spun during Spinzilla.
Mm-hmm.
Because there were some things that I really, really liked, and some things that I found out I really, really didn't.
Okay.
I spun mohair for the first time.
Was that in the really not like category?
Yes, it was the really not like category.
Was it really nice mohair, or was it just okay mohair?
I don't know the difference because I've only spun mohair once. But it was a mohair silk preparation. And I don't believe that it was through any fault of the dyer that prepped it.
Right.
I just think, I don't like mohair.
You know, a lot of people don't. I got some really fabulous mohair at Maryland. And now I can't remember the name of the vendor. I'll have to look it up. But it was the softest, least matted. It was like, it feels like, you know that, we call it angel hair. That's like that stuff that you use at Christmas. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it's like the real stuff that is like glass in it.
Yeah.
It feels like that. That is good mohair. That's where,
Well, I can't wait to start some of, I want to try some of Katrina's mohair from Fluffy U.
Yeah.
Because I just want to see if I really don't like mohair, or mm-hmm. if I just really don't like that mohair.
I love,
Because when I went to spin this stuff, the braid of fiber almost looked like a very thick silk hanky.
Hmm. I'm not sure I would put silk and mohair together, because the staple length is so different. It could make it hard to spin. So
well, it was hard to spin. That was my first 2 ounces that I spun for Spinzilla.
Mm.
And it took forever, and I thought, well, this is not going well.
You know, I have done some spinning. I completely lied about that.
What'd you spin?
I used my new supported spindle from Spanish Peacock. Yeah,
I knew that.
And I spun punies and those little mini bat... What are those things called?
Batlings.
Batlings.
Or no, if yours are from Gourmet Stash, they are tribbles. Tribbles.
Let's just say punies are not for me. Not my favorite. There's nothing wrong with them, and they were beautifully prepared. It is not a fiber preparation I appreciate. But the tribbles, on the other hand, were fabulous. They spun like butter.
I've been told that punies and rolags are a better prep for long draw.
And I was spinning long draw. But that's not my first choice. I prefer forward.
Sure, forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Over a long draw, and maybe if I spun them on my wheel, I might feel differently about that, but yeah, every fiber preparation is not for every person.
Right. Well, I spun, in addition to the mohair, I spun 4 ounces of Cotswold,
mm-hmm.
That was supposed to be roving, but it was more like a great big cloud, and I did it long draw. I actually spun it with Kat one day when we were doing our head-to-head competition for Spinzilla. And I really enjoyed spinning the Cotswold, which makes me very happy because, you know, I just bought a Cotswold flock. So
define flock. How many is flock?
Well, there's 10.
It can't be ambiguous. There has to be a number.
What about 10 of them? Yep.
We got 5 in Virginia. And the breeding pair.
Seven. That's seven. Right. We got 7.
And we've got 2 girls that are on dogs.
10 is the Shetlands. That's right. Oh, and it's 10 counting the 2 that we have on loan from the other local lady who has Cotswolds that sent them over to have a date with Andy, our ram.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Sexy sheep night.
Yeah, it's going down. So, yeah, we have a flock of seven Cotswolds. And so I really enjoyed spinning that fiber. I thought I was going to love it, and I did. And then I let Scooter Pie pick out all the stuff that I spun. The other thing was, I did that fiber optic pencil roving.
Mm.
It took forever because I spun it so thin.
Did you in-plot?
No, I S-plied it.
No. Two-ply or?
I did two-ply.
Okay.
Yeah, I did two-ply. I did do some end-plying. I Navajo-plied the 3 feet of sheep.
Right.
You know, I've been sitting on this 3 feet of sheep for like a year for Spinzilla because I ordered it to spin for Spinzilla last year, but it didn't come before Spinzilla, so I've been sitting on it since last year. And it was the Jewel Gradient, which I thought was going to be gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. Couldn't wait to spin it. And I don't know what I was looking at because it really wasn't...
Jewel tones?
It was weird jewel tones. It started with poo brown, literally.
That's code for, like, brown diamond or topaz.
Yeah, it would have had to... We'll call it smoky topaz.
Okay.
It started with that. Like, I kept spinning through this, and of course it was very late at night when I was spinning this. So, my thoughts were all over the place, but I kept thinking while I'm spinning this, what the hell kind of jewel is this? Because...
But the fiber itself was okay.
The fiber itself was BFL, which is lovely to spin.
Mm-hmm.
It apparently had gotten a little warm and humid in my camper while it schlepped around with me for a year because it was very, very wavy when I went to spin it. But the one thing I didn't like about it was, you know, I have 8 ounces of this to spin, and it reeked of vinegar. Oh, my God. If I had opened the bag before I went to spin it, I probably would have rinsed the whole thing before, because 8 ounces is a lot to spin when it smells so bad.
But 8 ounces is a lot to spin any time.
Well, I spun it in like a few hours because I had to get it done for Spinzilla. And that's where the bulk of my yardage came from, because I spun it really fine and Navajo plied it. But, anywho, it started with smoky topaz, we'll call it. And it wound up with onyx, we'll call it.
Okay. Dark.
Dark gray.
Mm.
And it's 11 different little bumps in a bag. And it started with brown and it ended with gray. So there was really only 9 jewel tone shades in the bag. And, like, the teal and the dark green were absolutely gorgeous. But when I opened up, I sent you a picture of this. When I opened up the, we'll call it the emerald portion, when I opened up the little bump of emerald green, there was a giant white spot in the center of the roving. So then I had to pull it all apart and take out this big clump of white because there was no way I could spin that into this jewel tone, you know, deep dark jewel tone yarn. It would be like naked.
Well, and as a dyer, you know, it's hard to know. Obviously it happened as an accident. Sometimes it's hard to know, did they even know that some white had snuck in?
Well, but that's what annoyed me is I would have known the white was there if it was wrapped so that the white was showing.
Right.
But the white was clear on the inside of something that had obviously been wrapped by a human. I mean, it didn't come off the sheep with a white spot in it.
No, because unless you have green sheep, that's a complete novelty item.
You know, I have had green sheep. I bought one once that hadn't been shorn in 2 years, and it was more of a rescue than a purchase. But, yeah, it was moldy on the top.
Oh, that's gross.
Well, some of them are very gross when you get them from people who haven't really taken care of them. Mine aren't, but I've seen some gross things. But, yeah, so that really, and of course it's like 11 o'clock on Sunday night. I'm, you know, trying to finish my way through this. Actually, it's probably about 9:30, but I'm trying to finish my way through this big old braid of, well, lumps of roving, and then there's a white spot, and I just about cried. I was just like, what am I gonna do now?
And you're like, it's just fiber. I really just need to take a deep breath and realize it's just
fiber. Well, no, I had a good cry, and I looked at Scott, and he goes, can you take it out? And I'm like, Scooter Pie, that's why I love you.
You were too busy having a crisis to think for you.
Yeah, I was just like, what am I gonna do? And my first thought is, Sharpies! I have lots of Sharpies. I've got to have a Sharpie that color. Now, can't I just color it with a Sharpie?
Now, I'll laugh at that, but I've done that to yarn that I've dyed for personal use before that I had a white spot. I was like, well, I'm not going to re-dye that for that one little inch. Just color it.
Well, before I went to go get my big old box of rainbow Sharpies, Scooter's like, why don't you just take it out? Or I could do that. It didn't occur to me that that would come out. I was very, very tired.
Well, we're going to be really, really tired after this weekend. And you're going to drive a really, really long way to get to South.
Yeah.
Because we're in New York. Don't ask me to find us on a map because I have not a clue as to where I am.
I know we're in the Hudson Valley. And if we go and get on the Hudson River, we'll probably head south.
End up in New York.
Probably.
About 100 miles south of here. That's about as much as I know. Because I took a flight and was up really, really early and then stayed up kind of late. And was probably less than entertaining by the time we got back last night.
Well, I was just listening to all of my podcasts in the car. And I always tease Scott. I said, we have to listen to podcasts. It's product research. And he's like, yeah, put them on. I don't think he really believes me, but... he's starting to, like, quote some folks and say, oh, hey, that's the one I really like, so.
Well, name recognition there.
Yep.
But we'll see a lot of these people tomorrow, and hopefully we can get this podcast uploaded tonight.
Oh, did I tell you the most fascinating and insano news?
What's up?
Scooter Pie spun on his Tribble.
You didn't.
He got his Trindle out while I was doing Spinzilla. Yeah, because we're going to that Deb Robeson Explore 4 in Washington in November, and he's taking it too, so he's got to know how to spin a yarn before we go.
Oh.
So Scooter Pie spun on the Trindle. So down the rabbit hole he goes.
I keep offering to let Wayne try to spin or knit, and Barbecue Man is just going to keep barbecuing.
Well... Scooter Pie's got a vested interest in spinning.
True that. But we've got to go, like, get ready for dinner. I got to, like, put my face on.
Yes, you and your lipstick. I'm just going to be plain old ugly me, and you're going to be fabulous. Gosh. And Scooter Pie's going to have his beard, and we're going to go to dinner.
Exactly. So we will catch up with you guys next time. That will probably be next week at South.
Anything you have to say there, Scooter Pie?
Dinner with my two wives.
And on that note,
we'll catch you next time.
We'll see you soon.